the third hour of the program. And you, as always, are invited to dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Still to come here, if we get a chance, a little more on the Defense Authorization Act. Derek Jay wanted to tell us about a drone, that American drone that got lost over in Iran, and also an interesting story about how a man who is being held at knife point in the Bronx handled the situation with the mugger. But first, we go back to Kurt in Michigan. Kurt, you wanted to talk about a two-minute elevator speech, which I've never heard of 2 minutes. I've always heard it as a 30-second elevator speech, because I've never been in an elevator for 2 minutes that I can recall.
Hopefully you're engaging enough in the 30 seconds, you'll get another minute and a half, is perhaps what he's trying to say.
Yeah, so go ahead with your pitch.
Well, I've kind of been honing the elevator speech for the Free State Project, and what I'd like to do, and I made this call about 2 months ago, and Derek J was co-hosting with Luther.
Yes,
and
I remember.
The topic kind of got derailed, but I'd like to get some feedback, and I'd like to hear other people's 2 minute elevator speech as well. But if you don't mind, I'd like to give you mine.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. So after talking about some depredation of the state, I would tell somebody, you know, but I do have hope. And not just because I'm a hopeful person, but because I see things happening. Have you ever heard of the Free State Project? And almost invariably they say no.
Yeah, almost invariably. Especially Michigan, yeah. Right?
I've heard like twice. And I've given this thing hundreds of times.
Wow. And likely the people that the two people were at events that were somewhat liberty oriented.
No, at work.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I'm stunned that anybody had heard.
But I serve the public, so I do speak to a lot of different people.
Okay.
What I'll say is it's an organization trying to get 20,000 liberty-minded individuals to all move to the same state, where they can peaceably work towards a society at which liberty is at the core, as opposed to whatever crazy thing we have at the core of this society. And I know it sounds pie in the sky, but 11,000 people have signed, of which I am one, and over 1,000 have moved, and it's actually bearing fruit. And you can actually watch it on YouTube. And, I'll tell them basically that there's only three criteria. The first one is that you must believe that the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. You can believe there's a more minimum role if you'd like, and there's a lot of people who do, but that's the maximum. The second criteria is that you can't be a bigot. I guess you could, but you'll find yourself ostracized very quickly and no one really to, hang with. And the third one is that you can't want to deal with violence. Now, most people in the Free State Project do believe in an inherent right to self-protection, but it is counterproductive when you use it against the state, and you should know when to leave your firearms at home. And basically, that's it.
It's nice. I think we should make a video and put it up.
It was actually less than a minute and a half, so it wasn't quite 2 minutes. And that's good, because you don't want to monopolize a lot of
people. People can take
time.
That and forward it off to their friends. I mean, you're not asking too much from them. If you just a minute and a half.
Right. Well, I've tried different things and I've gauged reactions, and believe me, I got a lot of people whose heads went back and eyebrows went up, and I was like, well, I'm going to dump that line.
I love that you used food in like one sentence. So, say, I know it's pie in the sky, but it's already bearing fruit. And I think that's going to get
anyone
interested.
What kind of fruit is the pie made out of?
Make you hungry for liberty.
I try to use this one around lunchtime.
Good stuff, man. I'm glad that you're actually out there testing it, too, because that's really useful rather than just kind of tweaking in your laboratory and then unleashing it on the world.
Yep.
So, very
that
cool, man.
That particular line actually works very well, because right about the time you tell them about 20,000 people who are working towards a society of more liberty, they start fading away because, he's talking utopian stuff. But they don't realize how advanced it is. And that's why I say, look, I know it sounds pie in the sky, but 11,000 people have signed, of which I am one,
And you point them to where they can see more.
And Kurt, if you can make this work, actually, if you'll email me your text, I think it's really awesome. But if you can make that work, freestatenow.com/earn, you can go there and
come on, Mark. Do you really want to push that right now? Because don't you have to do some fundraising before Free State Now?
Nope, I've got it taken care of.
Oh, okay. I have a question about this. If I give you $105, that's three signups.
Actually, we've lowered the rates. It's $16 per signer now.
Okay. Do I get a golden porcupine?
You would have to talk to the Free State Project about that, but I would imagine they'll work something out for you. They got plenty of those things lying around.
Kurt, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. All right, Mark, explain what you're talking about here, because I thought it was on hold while you had to raise a bunch of money to pay out.
I've already taken care of it.
Okay, tell me more.
Free State Now is a project to complete the Free State Project, and I pay people to get signers to the Statement of Intent. You can go to freestatenow.com/earn. There's the link there. You download it. You get your family, friends, people on the street.
Like a trifold. Right?
It's a trifold. You get them to sign the piece of paper. You can either print it up or I think you actually only need one side of it. You don't need both sides of it. You can print it up on your printer, or you can print it up at a printer. They'll take care of it for you. And you get them to sign it. You send that to me. The instructions are all there. And I'll send you some money either through Bitcoin or through regular check.
So the last I'd heard about this was Will Buchanan. And now
Will Anderson.
He had done like 500 of these things, and he kind of did it over a period of time, but he collected them all together and then sent them all in at once. So
yes.
It was really, you were experiencing some growing pains where we were wondering, is this Free State Now thing going to work? And then all of a sudden 500 come in at once, and you didn't have enough money to cover 500 of them. So you and Will, I guess, came to some agreement. Or there was, yeah, so something happened. You raised the money or whatever. That's been taken care of. You've got money in the bank right now to pay out to people.
Yep.
But please don't hold it until you have 500. Like, send what, batches of 20 or...
It'd be nice. You know? I mean, if I could get batches of 20, would be better than batches of 200.
Yeah.
But, that's it, right? Like, I'm asking people to send them in. And I think that people could really supplement their income this way.
That's great. So what do you make per signer?
What do I make?
You, if you who's out there wanting to do this,
what does one make? Yeah, a recruiter will make $10.
So you've doubled the amount that you were going to offer.
That's correct.
Originally.
So it's $10. If you can get two people to sign per hour by standing on the street asking people to sign up, and of course you need to get their information
right.
And let
do I have to give you my tax tax information? Is
no.
This like an employee kind of thing?
No, it's not set up that way.
So completely untaxed payouts.
No, if you, as far as I'm concerned, you need to report whatever you feel morally you need to report.
So you're putting the responsibility on the contractor, so to speak.
That's
basically.
Correct.
Got
okay.
It. So freestatenow.com/earn.
Yes.
Print out the trifold. Get people to sign up for the Free State Project in whatever way you get people to sign up for it.
Send it to me.
You know, maybe, you know what? It's the Ron Paul campaign season. Ron Paul meetup groups, they're happening in your area. That might be a really good place to go to start talking to people about this. Maybe Libertarian Party meetings, things like that. But, I mean, some people just go out to the town square and just get signatures.
It's been done. I mean, you go out to the town square, you get people to sign it up. I mean, it's an interesting study in sort of the human phenomenon when you're out there saying, hey, sign this. Do you want more liberty in your lifetime? Sign this. So you give them the Free State Project. This is what it is. That kind of thing. And people,
$10 a signer.
People will sign. That's
I think there
good.
Are a lot of people eager for the message of the Free State Project who have never heard about it, never even thought about something like that happening, who could be really excited and energized by people going out there and just spreading the word.
I think so, too. I mean, I think that I don't know precisely how many of my people are going to pick up and move. I don't know how, but they'll be getting, if they put their email down, they'll be getting the notification now, when the 20,000 is reached.
Now, what's to prevent fraud? I mean, is there some kind of verification of the signers here?
There will be a level of verification that that goes through, but I mean, as far as a signature is verification, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a signature is good enough on a contract, around the world. So I mean, a signature will be on this piece of paper. The person must sign. Obviously, they can't live in New Hampshire, and their name can't be
no one in New Hampshire.
Willie Joe Sausage Head living at 111 Super Dude Street.
This is a great opportunity for people who fancy themselves as activists or who are activists. To actually get paid for doing some activism.
Right.
That's pretty cool. So freestatenow.com/earn is where you can go to learn more and get the trifold and get started.
Yep.
You don't have to ask permission to do this.
Also, I need donations, too. I mean,
we're
people are going to be doing this.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of these airwaves toll-free. Signal CAI toll-free line is 1-855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Speaking of Signal CAI, what's that mean?
Signal CAI is a company that does accounts receivable. They can do it for your business. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live, has been for a very long time, and you can support Signal CAI, the ideas of Liberty, Free Talk Live, by supporting Signal CAI. Their banner is at freetalklive.com. Stop on the right-hand side of the page. And, you know, the fact is, you're supporting Free Talk Live by supporting our advertisers. It's Sickle CAI.
Indeed. 1-855-453. Let's go you and your thoughts. Brett in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I had some thoughts that have been on my mind lately. I thought I'd maybe see what you guys had to say about it.
Sure, go ahead.
And really, basically, it's about the military and some PTSD, the way troops suffer from it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it kind of... It's been on my mind, because the reason it's been on my mind a lot is just before Thanksgiving, my cousin was in the military, and they found him dead on the base there.
Mm-hmm. On the base?
Yeah.
So he committed suicide?
That's the reason we don't know yet what killed him. Mm. It's just, I guess, because I talked to his girlfriend, and she said that he didn't want to get up that morning. She went back to bed, and when she woke up later that morning, he was dead. And the conclusion kind of our family jumped to was that I know he was in war, Iraq and Afghanistan, and I know he saw a whole lot of stuff in there that he didn't want to see, and he would never talk about it unless he had been drinking or anything. And when I talked to his girlfriend after the funeral, she had told me that he was doing a lot of drugs, you know, when he was on base and stuff. I don't know. I imagine it was probably a way to deal with it. He probably had PTSD, and he was trying to deal with it.
Maybe.
And it's really been on my mind. You know, I was telling her about it, too. I said, you know, when people like to go, you know, send the Army off to war, you know, but what they really don't think of is how that really messes people's minds up that are in the military that actually do go and fight in it.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I was just kind of curious, you know, why... Maybe, you know, why people don't put that into consideration when, you know, when they're making all these war cries, like with this, they got this drone, they were shot down over Iran, and people seem to be wanting to go to war with Iran now because it's over this drone thing.
Well, it's a lot easier to, shout about...
It kind of bothered me why people don't seem to consider, you know...
It doesn't get a lot of press. I mean, what you see...
That, you know, what troops go through while they're in war...
Well, people don't get to see the PTSD very much. They see, they see soldiers, they see when I watch the military channel and the history channel and these kind of channels that tend to glorify war, and I do watch a great deal of the military channel, they don't show the costs, the human costs on mm-hmm. this side or the other side, frankly. You know, it's the good guys shooting the bad guys. The good guys walk away feeling good because they've shot bad guys, and that's it. But 90%, according to the WikiLeaks documents, which means it's the government's documents themselves, during this, I think it was the Iraq version of the War on Terror, were non-combatants, 90%. Oh. And that's going to be a lot of women and children, even though it's not the entire 90%. It's certainly a lot of them. And that really, really takes a toll on the guy that's over there. I mean, the one that it doesn't take a toll on that sees, you know, dead children and dead women and things like that is probably a sociopath and, he's picked the right job. But the guy who's seeing these, these dead civilians are... They're going to be harmed by that. I saw on OWN, the Oprah channel. They're doing Our America. They're talking about vets with PTSD, and these guys are so, so messed up. And then they've done studies with MDMA, how that can help veterans with PTSD, and the government doesn't even allow the very best medicine for PTSD to be available to vets.
Now, I feel bad for veterans with PTSD, but I got to say, I don't think there should be required reading, but I think you have to do more than watch the history and military channel before you sign up for the military. Just know full well that you're getting into the killing business, and it would, you know, benefit you to read some books about World War I and World War II and what some of these soldiers went through, because, you know, the game of war changed a lot when... People stopped lining up and just shooting each other.
Well, to go back to your question, I think that, Brett, your question was essentially, make sure I understood it, is why people don't seem to really, don't seem to care that much about what happens to military members, right?
Yeah.
I think that's because it's easy for them to just kind of spout off these catchphrases like, well, I support the troops.
Well, they feel tough. I mean, when the Boston Red Sox, if that's your team, when they win, the studies show testosterone increases in men and women. When you're football,
you mean supporters of the Boston Red Sox.
Right. When your team, football, baseball, you pick it, when your team wins, you get a chemical boost. And so you feel like a winner. And people will say it. We won last night. Who's we? Oh, you mean those millionaires over there that don't give a darn about you? Mm-hmm. They won? Yeah, well, that's great. And this is essentially what you get with the military. Yeah, we kicked their butts. And so the individual who's making the claim, they get an emotional chemical boost by saying, yeah, let's go over there and do this or do that.
Right.
It costs them nothing.
Well, right. And they get to look at the big picture, right? So they see the big picture of, oh, we won. But they don't look at the details of what it costs.
When was the last time that happened, by the way?
You know what I'm saying. Like, they don't look at the details of what it actually costs, not just dollars, but lives and PTSD and, like, ruined lives on into the future, even if they haven't lost their lives, but ruined lives, you know, just from being crazy, of having to remember all the terrible things you've seen and all of that. They don't want to see those things because it's uncomfortable, because then they'd have to realize that war is more than just some sort of big game that's being played, that we're actually talking about human beings who are just like them, which is one of the reasons why the military doesn't want people filming coffins. It doesn't want the the media filming the coffins coming back, because that individuates the damage that this war is causing. It's why they don't have the embedded reporters in the same way that they did in Vietnam, where you're actually seeing footage of people, you know, being harmed in this war. You don't want to bring, if you're the government, you don't want to bring war home to people like that. You want to shield them from it so they can keep thinking that it's just this, you know, this exercise in this is what governments do and this is what militaries do, and it's just the military and the troops. It's not individuals. When they say they support the troops, what that means is, well, I agree with what's being done. I will stand by what decisions the politicians are making, whether or not I agree with them, because for some reason that's good for the troops. Even though what's actually happening to the troops is they're being driven insane. They're committing suicide. They're put in positions where they're more likely to go along with murder or beating an animal to death or something like that. They're being put in these horrific war conditions, and people don't want to really know what that's like. Because, well, it would make them uncomfortable, and then they really wouldn't be able to support war anymore. So there's just this big operation behind, you know, kind of dehumanizing the aspects of war that people really need to know about, if that answers your question.
Yeah, and I don't know if you guys saw this. I believe it was on the blog over at Lou Rockwell. It's either like maybe Thursday or Friday. They had posted a video up on there. It was, I don't know if it was in Iraq or Afghanistan, where it was. It was these guys in the military. They had brought this. They were standing in this room, and some of the other army guys. Yeah, they brought this animal out and just started beating on it with a baseball bat.
Yeah, I think it was like a sheep or a goat or something like that. It was horrifying. Yeah. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun Ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A Sun Oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun Ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The good you want,
The good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand-cranked headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights, to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Have you ever wanted to give a gift that expresses faith in liberty, those powerful beliefs that shaped our nation at its founding? If so, pay close attention, because this may be the most important holiday message you'll hear this year. Beautiful Liberty Blankets are now available. The Liberty Blanket is made right here in the USA out of all-natural cotton. It's ultra-soft, ultra-warm, and designed to remind your friends and loved ones of the enduring values that won the battle for freedom in early America. The center of the Liberty Blanket has the words, "Appeal to God," a phrase that Washington and the founders used often as they announced to the world that their rights and liberties came from a sovereign creator. And in each corner of the Liberty Blanket details one of the pillars of American freedom: education, church, civil government, and justice. Regularly $59.95, now just $39.95. It's the perfect Christmas gift that helps your friends and family remember our nation's most precious legacy. To order your Liberty Blanket, go to libertyblanket.com. That's libertyblanket.com, or call 800-209-1258. That's 800-209-1258.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. And joining you this evening is Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark,
inviting you to the website, freetalklive.com. You can get interactive on our bulletin board system. We also have a webcam where you can watch, listen, and interact, because the chat room is built into the same page, over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
The holidays are just around the corner, and this season, consider the greatest gift that you can give your family and friends might be peace of mind. Destabilizing events are happening around the world, whether it's unemployment, inflation, food shortages, natural disasters. That's just to name a few. You can get prepared and protect your family today. For my protection, I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. You can prepare them in just minutes just by adding water. You can visit WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOOD-WISE. Use coupon code FTL to get a free sample. Do it today. Why wouldn't you want a free sample? Also, you can use, for a limited time, use that coupon code FTL to get no-cost shipping, 10% off any order. It's WiseFoodStorage.com, 855-FOOD-WISE, coupon code FTL.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. Helen's listening in Ithaca, New York, to WNYY. Hey, Helen.
Hi. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello. Hello. How do you mind?
I want to, well, first express my condolences to that the last caller. That's very sad. The rest of his family, he lost his cousin, who was a veteran. And there's just two, like, factoids I wanted to mention that, you know, after, like, serving their country and, you know, risking their lives, they have, like, the highest unemployment rate.
Yeah.
You know, they come back and they can't get a job. I mean, that isn't that horrible?
Which is a real surprise to a lot of them because they were told when they were getting into it that, oh, yeah, you'll get great training. Oh, it'll be really useful in the job market. It's a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, that is horrible. And then the other horrible thing is this was just out on the news like a couple days ago or something, just under like 300 people who are people who died in Afghanistan or Iraq. Their body remains were cremated, incinerated, and then placed in a landfill.
Yep.
You know. And
thrown in the garbage.
Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? That's the way we treat.
It's horrifying.
Is that people who died overseas who are not military service people?
No, they were.
They were all military service people.
They were military service people. My goodness, Helen.
The Pentagon knew this was going on. They did it, you know, so.
Well, what are people going to do? Stop paying taxes? I mean, it's not like it matters. I mean, everybody can be outraged about it.
I'm outraged.
Everyone's so afraid of the government and what they'll do. They're too chicken to actually stop paying for this outrage. So they'll just go right on paying for this outrage, and then another outrage will come along because there was the last one where the military hospital had mold growing everywhere and it was just really bad conditions. And it just doesn't seem to matter how many craps the federal government takes on people, especially the veterans. They just, you know, keep getting pushed around, and no one ever does anything about it.
Well, if we have a war, we should have a draft, so everybody has to go, you know?
How about no one goes and we just not have a war?
I agree with that.
Helen, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you.
Speaking of wars, it looks like the claim is that U.S. troops are now on the border of Syria. So, hey, everybody, it's war number 7 that we're participating in at this point. As I understand, it's Somalia, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq. I guess the troops are shortly going to be out of Iraq, but they'll still be more than 10,000 contractors, military contractors that are there. So, I mean, I don't know if you can call that the U.S. out, because, in fact, the U.S. Taxpayer is still paying for people with guns to be there. So I don't know if you could really call that
nonsense.
Libya. Certainly, there was Syria, Libya. There's a couple
hard to keep
more
track
there.
Of it all.
It is. It really is difficult to keep track of each. Yemen, I believe, is what antiwar.com is reporting as number 7.
Jim's in North Carolina listening online. Hello, Jim. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I discovered you tonight. What an accident.
Oh, welcome, sir. Hey. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. I would like to recommend a book by a Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman on killing, subtitled The Psychological Cost of Learning to Kill in War and in Society. This guy is outstanding. Have you heard of him?
No.
No.
The Psychological Cost of Learning to Kill in War and Society?
He teaches at West Point. He's a psychologist. And he's trying to teach these people about the reality of combat. He said, the good news is most soldiers are loath to kill. Armies have developed, however, sophisticated ways of overcoming that instinctive aversion. The psychological cost, as evidenced by the increase in PTSD, is devastating.
Mm-hmm.
The psychological cost for the rest of us is even greater. He's done a brilliant historical research through different wars, but points out in World War II, only 15-20% of combat infantrymen were willing to fire their rifles. In Korea, that number rose to about 50%.
Wow.
Where do they get the statistics? I mean, how does one find out that combat, people aren't, you know, shooting in the air or something like that? I've always been very dubious of this.
It's been long known by the generals for over 150 years. in the Civil War, generals on both sides lamented that, you know, ammunition's expensive and time-consuming in the older fashion. It took about 55 bullets to kill each dead soldier.
Well,
that number did not go down in World War II. There were psychological studies going on even that early, military-conducted studies, trying to figure this out. And
so they want to disconnect people from their humanity.
That's why the statistics are changing.
So, Jim, basically they want to disconnect people from their humanity so they'll be more likely to shoot at other human beings.
Yeah.
And that's part of what the basic training's all about, is de-individuating people, making them all kind of look the same, behave the same, walk the same, and basically break them down mentally. One more time, go ahead and give me the title of that book.
Personalize the enemy.
Right.
I was trained for Vietnam combat, and I was a draftee and a former Peace Corps volunteer. I did not have heart or soul in this, conscription. But when we were trained, unlike World War One or Two, they had now learned, do not pull up bullseyes to practice on.
You
put up a real torso that pops up out of the ground with a head and a heart and a dark circle around the heart.
Just to get people used to shooting a human form.
It made it easier to kill this person as the enemy.
Interesting.
Because you didn't want them over there confronting a person with two eyes and a nose and a face and maybe even a smile.
Jim, plug that book one more time. Give me the title one more time.
The title? It is On Killing. Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman.
Very good. Thanks for the call, Jim. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE.
You know, I've heard this before, and I'm not saying that it's not difficult for some people, especially, you know, some people in the military, to take aim at another human being. But, you know, usually when you go into battle, you've got the opinion that the other side is bad.
That's what he was talking about.
And I think that it's pretty easy for people, young men, especially. I'm going to make a generalization here. I think it's pretty easy for young men to kill bad guys on the other side.
I don't think it still takes practice.
Yeah,
it's not like everyone goes around and starts doing that.
I don't know how easy that is, to me, this
dubious thing that soldiers are, you know, they would shoot over other soldiers in order to prevent, hitting people on the other side. And, you know, if somebody's far enough away, it's one thing to have a baby-faced guy right in front of you and have to pull and shoot him. But, you know, when it's far enough away.
I think Jim's making sense. 855-453. People are not born to kill other human beings. And you have to really breed it into with a lot of work. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle for your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we give to you. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. So you can do that one of those ways is by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country, and bringing more internet listeners on board as well. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum and podcast. Get the details, get signed up with PayPal or Visa, MasterCard. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with you and your thoughts, let's talk to Trevor in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Trevor.
Hey, how are you, man?
What's on your mind? Doing well. Go ahead.
I just wanted to, about the military and the veterans not getting jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I spent 13 years in the Army, and I was wounded in Afghanistan.
Oh, man.
I came home, and I got a job for $8 an hour on the farm.
And your farm or some other farm?
On a farm. Someone else's farm, on an apple orchard, actually.
Okay.
And
what was your specialty in the military? I don't know.
I was in a Ranger battalion. I was actually Special Forces. Now, what I was going to say is that's one thing that the Army doesn't tell you. Unless you go in to be a doctor or something like that, and you come out, and I can't find a job. I mean, there's not many jobs for Army Rangers.
So what training were you expecting to be able to use later?
That was my problem. I was 17 years old. I joined the day of my 17th birthday, and I just wanted to be a hero for my country.
Testosterone, let's go. Rangers, the whole thing. What about Blackwater?
Exactly.
I mean, these companies are always hiring.
Well, you said you did 13 years. And it's, like, unrealistic, honestly. I have a wife, and I have a baby on the way, and a kid, and I'm struggling to get through college. I mean, they've helped me a little bit with the President Obama, but... They have the Wounded Warriors Project. They've helped me a little bit. But other than that, it sucks.
Trevor, did you say you spent 13 years in the Army?
13 years.
What kept you in so long?
I thought I was going to... my recruiter was my best friend, and he he ended up retiring and got some cozy job training other recruiters in Arkansas.
Okay, but I mean, and, so because the economy was pretty good for a while, and
yeah, exactly.
Just wondering,
and I thought, well, maybe like, I could retire and do good like this guy, and I didn't expect to get injured, and I come home injured, and I can't get a job to save my life. So now I'm in college, and I work at a farm for 8 bucks an hour.
Tell me a little more about your injury.
I got caught by an IED. And it shattered my femur, and I got two screws on my knee, a rod through my femur, and a screw in my hip. And actually, I learned about Free Talk Live. I was listening to my droid on the farm, and I found Free Talk Live on there, and I just started listening to you guys every day.
Wow. So
yeah,
are you are you able to walk?
Yeah, I'm totally fine to walk. I can run, everything, but they said I couldn't do my job because I have metal inside me.
I see.
Wait, who said that?
I've been out since last... The Army did. I've been out since last February, and I won't receive one check until January, the third week of January this year.
And the checks will be for what?
Like 13 grand.
For the purpose of...
My medical. I got 100%.
Meaning they're covering whatever... So you had medical services provided to you not by the VA. You went somewhere else, and they're covering the cost?
I bought my medical from the VA because they were going to give me... When I first got injured, they offered me like 30%, and then I fought it. I denied it. They offered me 70%, and I denied it. But then you can only deny it two times. But then they offered me 87%, I think it was, and I had to accept it.
So they're paying you, you had to get your service, whatever operation you had to have done was not done through the VA, they're just paying for it?
That was done, but they're paying for me for my expenses, kind of like a Social Security, I would imagine.
Oh, okay, so they did the operation and now you're getting just kind of a disability check.
Correct.
Got it.
But I only get a few of those and they'll pay me for the rest of my life, but I only get... A percentage of my retirement.
So how long is it for the rest of your life?
Well, I don't know.
Or did they say it's for a year?
In my contract, this is exactly.
Okay,
I don't know. I really don't trust them.
I don't blame you. How long did it take you to get this job, this farm job?
About 7 months. I went home and I went to the local Job and Family Services to try to get a job. And every time I went to a factory, they said I didn't have enough experience.
Wow, it's incredible.
Yeah.
And I joined the Army when I was 17. What do you expect?
Right.
You know, I mean, it's tough, man. It's really, really tough. Can you imagine coming back? You don't have any kind of real job experience. You've got this honorable discharge that they tell you is going to be so important. And, you know, it's just
enough for Jack.
Trevor, I'm sorry. Do you feel compelled to tell other young people about your experience to let them know that they're being lied to and, you know, signed a bunch
really
of promises?
I mean, since I signed up for the Free State Project 2 weeks ago.
Oh, excellent. Congrats.
Hey, well, that's part of the
thank
solution.
Thank you. And my wife and I did, and I don't know, I listen to you guys every day, like I said, and I sit there and I listen more and more, and I get onto the live webcam and stuff like that, and just like tonight, there was people arguing, like, oh, there are vets, and I'm like, it's not what you think it is.
Yeah, I think it's so valuable to have people who've been in the military who can come out to, whether we're talking about like a school or some sort of recruiting day, to do counter-recruiting and to talk people out of these situations because...
They won't allow it, though. That's the craziest thing.
Of course they won't.
I mean, I actually tried to go to college twice while I was in, and both times I went, I got deployed. So I never even got to finish my college education while I was in because I got deployed both times. And, I come back home and I actually went to our local school and there was a kid there that worked on the farm with me and I told him he was an idiot if he joined the military and his dad came and jumped my bones because he was a former Marine.
You jumped your bones?
Yeah, no. You know what I mean.
Well,
terminology might be different in different places.
Yeah, I guess. Jump your bones usually means having sex.
Right.
Just so you know.
Yeah, well, my bad. I didn't mean it that way. Mark, I know you were in prison, so much.
He jumped you? Did he actually physically attack you?
No, he yelled at me a lot.
I see.
Because I told him
he got on
his
your case.
Was an idiot if he joined the military.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Trevor.
Yeah, I mean, look at me. I'm working at the farm with you, buddy. And I just spent 13 years serving our country, and you're making as much as me.
Yeah.
Thanks, Trevor.
Did you get any, like, how was your bank account after 13 years?
Wait, I want to stop here just 1 second. So you were in the Rangers. Where was this Marine that came and yelled at you? What did he do? What was his ISO or whatever the terminology
is? His MLS.
Yeah.
He's 0311, which was infantry.
Okay. So I just always wonder. It seems like the biggest flag to me. I wonder if the biggest flag waving guys are the ones that sat behind desks or flew soup spoons during the military.
But he was on the front lines.
Those guys are kind of quiet. I think they were the smarter ones sometimes because when they went in, they got a career that the military paid for, and they got out and they could use.
Trevor, I'm glad you still can walk at the very least, and glad to hear you're on board with the Free State Project. And thanks for the story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks.
Yep. Let's talk to Frank, listening to WBHP in Huntsville, Alabama. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
How's it going tonight, fellas?
Hey, super. Hello. What's on your mind?
Just listening to the show for the first time, decided to call in since we're talking about a subject near and dear to my heart.
Okay. I'm sorry to tell you, you have a very short period of time, but go ahead with your thoughts.
No problem. You can look me up. I testified before Congress when I came back from Iraq. My testimony is under my full name. You can Google it. We've had all kinds of pay issues, all kinds of issues in country. I broke my leg over there, and the doctor told me that it was sprained, so I walked on it for 6 months before they finally got me out.
God.
I spent the next year and a half in a medical hold unit, came back home, and that's where I found out I had broken my leg.
Oh, God.
Did you face people, calling you names and stuff for, being a wimp and, not walking on your leg that they only thought was a sprain?
Oh, yeah. I've still got guys from the unit here at the house because I was a guardsman that deployed. And, you still have those guys that look at you and call you a faker, even though when you came back home, here you are, you've screwed up your leg.
Are you crippled for life? I mean, a break that isn't addressed right away can be a real problem.
Correct. According to the VA, when I went to them, one of the few times I actually went, the doctor looked at me and he said, you need a knee transplant, but you're not old enough.
Mm.
So we're not going to do that. The VA apparently only authorizes 2 transplants, and you can get them early, but they suggest you wait until you're at least 47.
Frank, I wish we had more time to hear some of your stories. Don't hesitate to call us another night. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. We'll be back tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.